Bonjour et bienvenue dans ce nouvel épisode de J'améliore mon anglais, une série de podcasts du blog langonaute.com. Je suis Séverine et je vous propose à travers ces épisodes d'améliorer votre compréhension orale, d'enrichir votre vocabulaire, le tout à travers des articles de Wikinews. Voyons tout de suite l'article du jour. Si vous n'êtes pas encore familier avec cette série J'améliore mon anglais, je vous recommande vivement d'aller faire un tour sur le blog langonaute.com où vous retrouverez tous les anciens épisodes, mais aussi une petite explication sur le format et le fonctionnement de ces épisodes. Sinon, si vous êtes habitué, eh bien passons sans plus attendre au titre de l'article du jour. First Chinese tourists arrive in the UK. Voyons maintenant un petit peu de vocabulaire pour vous aider à comprendre l'histoire de cet article. Protracted negotiations. Des négociations prolongées. Protracted negotiations. To be granted something. Se voir accorder quelque chose. To be granted something. To allow. Autoriser. The agreement. L'accord. To be expected to do something. Être censé faire quelque chose. To be expected to do something. To greet. Accueillir. To have a large following. Avoir un grand public. To bring. Apporter. Écoutons maintenant la lecture de cet article complet de façon un petit peu lente. First Chinese tourists arrive in the UK. On Sunday, a group of 80 people from Beijing and Shanghai landed at Heathrow to become the first Chinese to arrive in the United Kingdom on tourist visas. After protracted negotiations last year, the UK was granted approved destination status by the People's Republic of China. The agreement will also allow travel companies to establish offices in China to promote tourism to the UK. Before the signing of the agreement, China allowed only students and people on business trips to visit the country. It is estimated that 135,000 people visited the UK last year, just 0.6% of China's external tourism market. The 80 tourists are expected to visit London, Oxfordshire, Stratford-upon-Avon, and Scotland, where they will meet the First Minister, Jack McConnell, in Edinburgh Castle. The Duke of York is expected to greet the tourists at the Tower of London later today. Other destinations will include Liverpool, twinned with Shanghai, and Manchester's Old Trafford Stadium, where the football team Manchester United play. They have a large following in China and are currently on a Far East tour. They are to play Beijing Hyundai in a friendly match tomorrow. The visit comes after the London attacks earlier this month provoked fears by the British tourist industry of a reduction in tourism to the UK. The UK tourist industry hopes that by 2020, Chinese tourism to the UK will bring £500 million annually to the UK economy. Voilà donc pour l'article du jour. Vous l'aurez compris, il s'agit des touristes chinois qui arrivent au Royaume-Uni. On y parle de cette nouveauté des touristes chinois qui arrivent au Royaume-Uni. Donc je précise que l'article date de 2005. Et on y raconte aussi le parcours ou le circuit que vont faire ces nouveaux ou ces premiers touristes chinois au Royaume-Uni. Revoyons un peu le vocabulaire avant de passer à une lecture plus rapide. Protracted negotiations. Des négociations prolongées. To be granted something. Se voir accorder quelque chose. To allow. Autoriser. The agreement. L'accord. To be expected to do something. Être censé faire quelque chose. To greet. Accueillir. To have a large following. Avoir un grand public. To bring. Apporter. Avant de passer à la lecture rapide de cet article, un tout petit rappel. Je terminerai en anglais, comme d'habitude, avec une question qui fait suite à l'article. Donc, si cette série vous plaît, n'hésitez pas à me faire un petit retour, des petits commentaires. Ça me fera super plaisir de savoir que ça vous aide. Et dites-moi aussi comment je pourrais vous aider un peu plus dans votre apprentissage. On passe maintenant à l'article de façon plus naturelle en termes de lecture. First Chinese tourists arrive in the UK. On Sunday, a group of 80 people from Beijing and Shanghai landed at Heathrow to become the first Chinese to arrive in the United Kingdom on tourist visas. After protracted negotiations last year, the UK was granted approved destination status by the People's Republic of China. The agreement will also allow travel companies to establish offices in China to promote tourism to the UK. Before the signing of this agreement, China allowed only students and people on business trips to visit the country. It is estimated that 135,000 people visited the UK last year, just 0.6% of China's external tourism market. The 80 tourists are expected to visit London, Oxfordshire, Stratford-upon-Avon and Scotland, where they will meet the First Minister, Jack McConnell, in Edinburgh Castle. The Duke of York is expected to greet the tourists at the Tower of London later today. Other destinations will include Liverpool, twinned with Shanghai, and Manchester's Old Trafford Stadium, where the football team Manchester United play. They have a large following in China and are currently on a Far East tour. They are to play Beijing Hyundai in a friendly match tomorrow. The visit comes after the London attacks earlier this month provoked fears by the British tourist industry of a reduction in tourism to the UK. The UK tourist industry hopes that by 2020, Chinese tourism to the UK will bring £500 million annually to the UK economy. Now here is the question to you. If you had unlimited money, where would you like to go on holiday? Why? That's all for today. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time. Bye.